Oh, the funniest thing we came across yesterday. Hashtag wife confessions. And what the lengths that wives will go to just for a little bit of downtime, a little bit of me time, just a little bit of not you time.
Did you see at Sloan B writes on Twitter, I love this. I buy myself flowers and pretend they're from a secret admirer just to make my hubby jealous.
No woman are sneaky, eh?
I'm telling you.
Keep them keen, hey?
So we got a voice note. Take a listen.
I once put sleeping tablets in my husband's food so he couldn't go out drinking.
Come on!
No.
We got a caller. We got Claire on the line. Good morning, Claire.
Morning.
What's up with that?
Claire, is that real?
It is real. He'd been out at a golfing function all day, and he came back, and he'd been drinking and wanted his dinner and was planning on going out drinking again. So to teach him a lesson, I decided to put sleeping tablets in the tree.
Isn't that dangerous if someone's been drinking and like half drunk already?
Oh, shit.
Well, I think driving is a little bit more dangerous.
So, well, I'm sure he took
Claire's
an Uber.
The hero here.
I'm sure he took an Uber.
Uber.
I'm sure he did. Yeah. Isn't that dangerous, Claire?
Yeah, were you not worried?
No. If he's planning on going out and drinking and driving, I mean, wouldn't I rather have him in bed sleeping?
Yeah, oh, very good call. So did you sneak it into his food or into his drink, and how did you get it in there?
Oh, well, I just didn't know how to keep him at home. So. Yeah.
and Claire, he still does not know that you did that.
He's an ex-husband.
Oh. was that the morning after the sleeping tablets?
No. Quite a few years later, but he is an ex.
Claire, I want to ask quickly, how long after he ate the food did he get all sleepy?
Yeah.
I don't take
about
sleeping tablets. An hour, okay.
About an hour after he'd eaten, yeah.
I think you've just given a lot of wives some ideas.
No, we do not, Claire, we do not encourage wives to do this, do we? We don't, do we?
Sorry?
We don't encourage wives of the East Coast to do this to keep their husbands from going out, right?
No.
No, she says, well, no, they go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't quite, I couldn't quite hear that.
We wouldn't encourage the other wives of the East Coast to
No, definitely not. It was just the spur of the moment thing and didn't want him to go out and drive and he, so that's what I decided to do.
And it worked. It worked. Well done, Claire. Claire the hero. So we want to hear from you as well, right? So now's your opportunity. There we go. See, we didn't judge Claire. We didn't really judge her, hey? We weren't judgy.
I thought that was pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I mean, you've got to make sure that someone can take sleeping pills. But, I mean, if you know your husband takes them, pop them in that food there.
Yeah.
Why not go?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, ladies, it's your opportunity today. #wifeconfessions. Let us know on Twitter as well with the #ECRBreakfast.